Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Joss. Day 6 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. I really hope that this works because for some reason, the last time I tried to record this, it only recorded 45 seconds. So let's see how this works. Come on, Boss Jock. Don't fail me now. I've got a gig of space. I should have tons of space to record this. Anyway, been doing a lot of rearranging of the house. I am happy to report. I moved most of my DVDs into the attic, and because who watches DVDs these days? I just kept out some of the things that you can't find on streaming that I might want to watch, like Babylon 5, and some of the fancy box sets like Buffy and Angel. I know you can't watch those in the U.S. right now on Netflix, but we can in Canada, and you know, just a couple of things like that. But otherwise, I will able to then put a lot of my books on those shelves where, you know, the only books that I hold on to are signed by people I know or the authors, or they're written by people I know, or they have some sort of sentimental value to me. I have so many books and I need to donate a lot. So I have a whole wash basket full of books I am going to donate, and I am happy to donate because I read books on ebook, you know? I don't need to hold on to every book that I've ever read, and I prefer it that way. Like, there's just too much stuff. Plus, this means that I was able to organize my games, so now if I want to play a game, I don't have to dig through everything. It's set up like you would see in a bookstore, so my bookshelf now has games on it, my DVD shelf now has books in it, and my living room is about 75% done. Goody for me. Speaking of books, the series I'm talking about tonight is from a book series. It's Dirk Gently and the Holistic Detective Agency. I love those books when I was younger. I read them again as a teenager or a young adult, and I always love them. Now, it's Douglas Adams. It's absurdist. And in Dirk Gently especially, you don't really know what's going on until like the last chapter, and it's the same for the series. Now, the cool thing about the series is it's not the book. It's not the book at all, and I think that's one of the problems with the Hitchhiker's movie, is everybody's expecting it to be the book. And I mean, Douglas Adams helped write that. He didn't finish it, but he was writing a movie. And his whole thing is he never wanted to see the same thing twice. So having the TV show not be one of the books, I think, really worked. And it meant that they could go and they could figure out their own story and figure out their own way to do it. Now, I know the BBC did a series like 5 years ago or so, or maybe longer. I don't even know when it was. I remember hearing about it beforehand, but I never actually saw it, and I don't know how it did, because it never kind of made its way here. So I can't compare the two. But I really dig the Netflix series. I think the casting is fantastic. Everyone that they hired was amazing. It was really neat to be able to see Elijah Wood do something cool again. But I mean, okay, he's like the name that people know, but everyone else was amazing. And I want to see everybody else in something. I want to see Bart in things. I want to see the main guy in things. I want to see the bodyguard in things. Oh, it's so great. And the neat thing is, all right, so you got Dirk and you got his assistant. Well, you also got the other side of the coin. And we get to see a bit about that. I'm not going to spoil you on anything, but it's pretty cool. You should really check it out. And while you're watching it, have yourself a bowl of chili, some pulled pork chili. I say that because that's what Tech made today, and it was delicious. He cooked a pork shoulder on the barbecue, and he made some pulled pork from it in the slow cooker overnight, and it came out so good. And it had like a back-end heat going on because of the jalapenos he used. Very, very nice. And yeah, enjoy that chili with your Dirk Gently, and enjoy the rest of the shows in the Dog Days of Podcasting feed. If you're not listening to all of these, you really are missing out. This is a really good year. I'll admit, in previous years, there was always somebody that I would skip. And this year, I'm not really skipping anyone. I mean, they're all interesting, and everybody's really keeping it down to like 5-10 minute episodes, so you can really get through them quickly. But they're all really good. It's like condensed nuggets of awesome. And if you're not listening to the whole feed, like I said, you are missing out. It's every day I've run out of Dog Days episodes to listen to. So it's not hard to keep up. And if you find that you are, you don't have to listen to everybody. But like, check it out. They're cool. DogDaysOfPodcasting.com.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.